The euro area remains on shaky ground. We have seen some important reforms since the crisis, some progress in banking union, for example. We've seen a partial institutionalization of the lender of last resort function with the ECB's OMT program. But critical weaknesses remain and have yet to be resolved. The risk of self-fulfilling panics on sovereign debt markets is still there. That means that investors face the risk of so-called redenomination, that their assets denominated in euros will suddenly be converted into a different currency and will lose a substantial proportion of their value. And we have still a lack of policy tools that work to counteract the inherent tendency within monetary union for demand and also wage and price developments in the individual member states to diverge from each other, causing serious problems as we saw in the run-up to the crisis. So in this report, we discuss a number of policy alternatives and we put forward a package of policies or some policy options that would address these issues. More specifically, they would stabilize the banking system. They would clarify and strengthen the lender of last resort function. They would protect and support public investment more generally, but also particularly in crisis times. And last but not least, we think it's vital that they ensure that national fiscal policies, but also incomes policies, wages and price policies, work to counteract divergence. And we have some concrete proposals on how that might be done in the report. And our general point is that the more preventive measures can be implemented that stabilize developments in the euro area, the less there will be a need to have recourse to euro area stabilization measures. And that means there will be a greater willingness to see them implemented. And we do believe that they need to be implemented. And strengthening the preventive approach is an important contribution to making that politically acceptable.